Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for watching.
Hey, hey. Now, don't you tell me you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you.
Not a chance.
Ned! Ryerson! Needle Nose Ned, Ned the Head, come on, buddy, Case Western High! Ned Ryerson, I did the whistling belly button trick at the high school talent show. Bing! Ned Ryerson got the shingles real bad senior year, almost didn't graduate. Bing! Again! Ned Ryerson, I dated your sister Mary Pat a couple times till you told me not to anymore. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing!
Bing! So did you turn pro with that belly button thing, Ned, or...
No,
what?
Phil, I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Am I right, or am I right, or am I right? Right.
Ned, I would love to stand here and talk with you, but I'm not going to. See you.
Hey, that's all right. I'll walk with you. You know, whenever I see an opportunity now, I charge it like a bull. Ned the Bull, that's me now. You know, I got friends of mine who live and die by the actuarial tables, and I say, hey, it's all one big crapshoot anywho. Tell me, have you ever heard of single premium life? Because I think that really could be the ticket for you. Oh, God! It is so good to see you. What are you doing for dinner?
Something else. It's been great seeing you, Needlehead. Take care.
Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 2nd of February, Groundhog Day, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Shindig 34 wraps up tonight with a big finale at Pabst Pub on Hastings. We'll hear from the three finalists. We're also going to revisit an interview we played a couple weeks ago because Ruined, a play by Lynn Nottage, it's opening up at Pacific Theatre tonight, was supposed to open last week, but they had to postpone it due to some last-minute cast and crew changes. They're going to open tonight, and so we're going to hear from one of the players. Plus our usual call board, and we'll fill you on what's going on this weekend. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So February is coming in like a lamb. Is that how it works? I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of cloudy, overcast out there today. A little bit of rain in the morning, but it's another beautiful day out here on the Point Grey campus. There's some kind of event going on in the nest here. I think they call it Faculty Day or something. There's a bunch of different people from different faculties wearing different colored headbands. They're applauding right now. I'm not quite sure what that's all about, but they seem to be enjoying themselves. We've also got quite a gang in the station today. It's also PSA Day, so all the clubs and organizations on campus that want to get the word out about who they are and what they do, and that they are invited to come in today, and we're producing public service announcements for them all day long. And we'll hear samples of those throughout the show as well. Not the new ones, but, you know, the stuff that we normally play in between tunes and stuff. So happy Groundhog Day. We'll see what the next 6 weeks have in store for us weather-wise. But an important event going on tonight, as I mentioned off the top, it's Shindig number 34, the 34th annual CITR and Discorder Battle of the Bands. Started out with 27 bands in October, and we've whittled it down to the final three. They're going to be facing off tonight at Pat's Pub at Hastings and Dunleavy in the beautiful downtown East Side. And a whole bunch of great prizes are up for grabs, including a recording session with Rain City Recorders, some rehearsal space at Pandora's Box, a feature in Discorder Magazine, lots and lots more. The event itself is all kinds of fun. You get to hear three great bands. You get to go up and tell a joke and maybe get a beer for it, and just enjoy the great atmosphere, the beverages and food at Pat's Pub and the Hastings Mill Brewing Company. So it all gets underway tonight at 8:30. Doors open at 8:30. The show starts at 9:30. It's only $6 to get in. I mean, where else are you going to get a deal like that? So check out Shindig tonight at Pat's Pub. And to give you a taste of what's going on, these are the finalists in reverse order: Sorry Edith, Mama Rude Gal, and these guys are Bored Decor. Right there.
Sunshine's remind me of the nights I get. Got it locked down, cause I can't. Hold on to your hats because the big one is coming to you live at Hastingsville Brewing Company and on CITR 101.9 FM. It's the 34th annual Shindig Finale Spectacular! This Friday, February 2nd, Tsipase Rock Post Punk and Indigenous Lauryn Hill Realness side by side in the band battle of the year! With Ford DeClaire, Mama Wiggle, and Sorry Edith, come out at 8:30 p.m. for this historic battle of the bands!
Phil? Phil? Hey! Oh, Phil Connors! I thought that was you. My, oh my, Phil Connors. Now, don't you say you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you. Well?
Ned Ryerson?
Bing! Oh, first shot right out of the box! So, how's it going, old buddy?
Well, to say the truth, Nitty, I'm not feeling real well. Would you excuse me?
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention your health, because you will never guess what I do now.
Do you sell insurance?
Oh, Bing, again, you are sharp as a tack today. Do you have life insurance, Phil? Because if you do, you could always use a little more. Right? I mean, who couldn't? But you want to know something? I got the feeling you ain't got any. Am I right or am I right?
Or am I right? Am I right? I gotta go.
Phil! Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC Acapella can sing on harmony in cue. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC Acapella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aca Amazing end-of-term concerts.
Yeah, Ruined is a play that...
That wasn't supposed to go yet. What the heck happened? Let's try this one first, see if that plays. No, that doesn't play either. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
Ruined
no, no,
is
wait. My goodness. Ay, things just don't work the way they're supposed to sometimes. Hi, welcome back. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Okay. I'll do a proper intro to that piece that you're about to hear. The play is called Ruined. It's by Lynn Nottage, and it's playing at Pacific Theater. It was supposed to open last week, but it opens tonight. They had a couple of last-minute casting changes, and so they had to do some extra rehearsals to get that all taken care of. But everything's in shape and in fine form, and it's happening tonight at 8 o'clock. At Pacific Theater. And a couple of weeks ago, I sat down with one of the actors on the play, Adrian Nesblett, and he told me all about it. So, Adrian, what is Ruined all about?
Yeah, Ruined is a play that takes place in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about what goes on over there, but it's a war-torn country.
Has been for a long time, too.
Has been for a very long time. And one of the major underlying themes of this play has to do with the fact that women's bodies are literally used as battlegrounds.
Yeah.
And, so this story unfolds around essentially a brothel where Mama Nadi is the custodian, and she takes care of some girls, and, you know, soldiers come and go, and it's sort of a bit of a meeting place of government and factions and then these women. And
It's like people from all sides show up.
People from all sides show up. And, and I think, ultimately that as well is one of the underlying themes, is that it's difficult sometimes to tell who's who.
Yeah.
And good guys from the bad guys and so on.
Yeah, uniforms don't always reveal the person underneath.
Right, and then, especially from, our Western, very privileged perspective, looking at that sort of stuff. Like, we have things like rules of war and things that, if we were in war, that we're not allowed to do, at least officially, and there's official consequences for violating those things. And so... You know, when you move over into a space where those things don't exist, like, what exactly does that feel like? And you know,
is there an incident like that that happens in the play that kind of brings that question up?
It's not mentioned. It's not mentioned specifically, but there are incidents, and you know, in that space, the threat of violence, if you're a woman, definitely is always present.
Mm-hmm.
Always present.
Yeah, the title is intriguing because the whole notion of a woman and being ruined sexually, culturally,
yes,
through, you know, in the eyes of her peers and her family, and that's a very heavy thing to hang over somebody.
It is a very heavy thing, and it's something that's even that, you know, as we're doing this play, and you know, the word comes up a few times during the play. I mean, it's this small word,
yeah,
that means so much. And you know, if you're not careful, because it's so easy to say, you can sort of overlook the deep, deep significance of what that means.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your character. Who is he? What's he doing there?
My character. Well, I play several characters.
Uh-huh.
I play a rebel soldier, a government soldier, and then one government soldier in particular named Fortune. And Fortune is a character who, throughout the course of the play, he's trying to find his wife,
yeah,
who was raped and had her, our baby was killed, and then she was pushed out of our village. And so
he's trying to locate her, trying to track her down. Yeah.
Trying to track her down. Kind of by any means necessary, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his main objective throughout, is to find his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which as you can imagine, moving around in a
especially in a war zone.
In a war zone.
Yeah, it's easy to lose people in places like that.
Easy to lose people. Easy to just get caught up.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're, I really don't think that anyone in that space is a civilian anymore, but if you're a civilian,
yeah,
like, you know, and you don't belong to one faction or another, what's your protection? All right, so.
Yeah, it's, I mean, there's kind of an equivalency to being in a city and getting caught up in gangs too. Like, you know,
sure,
you have to be identified with something or you're
a target.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Or you're a target, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, somebody a faction rolls into town and they're, you know, looking for people who are not them,
mm-hmm,
right? And if you're not affiliated with a force or somewhere, like somewhere where you can hide safely, like, what happens
so
to you?
So the setting that the play is in, the brothel, is that kind of established as a safe place?
In some ways,
yeah,
excuse me, it is a safer place for women,
yeah,
than being out as a civilian.
Right. But only in some ways.
Well, in some ways. I mean, it's a brothel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Throughout the course of discussing this, I really, I've said many times around the table that the, an alternate name for this play could be Juxtaposition.
Yeah.
Right? Safety in a brothel, but it's a brothel, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Relative safety.
Relative safety.
Yeah.
When you know, when death is always around the corner,
yeah,
you know, when that's the norm,
mm-hmm,
safety takes on a different meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruined opens tonight. It's a guest production of Dark Glass Theater, and it's at Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock.
And it runs until the 11th of February. As I said, you can get in to see it tonight. Also going on stage around town this weekend in Burnaby at the Michael J. Fox Theater, Burnaby South High School. There's a production by Align Entertainment of Legally Blonde, the musical, featuring some Dave Radio friends like Chris King, Jen Serratos, Vanessa Miranda, and Nicholas Bradbury, who were part of the cast of Spring Awakening that we did when this show first came on the air 4 years ago. Yeah, it's been that long. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Push Festival is closing up this weekend. There's a couple of events that you might want to know about that. We've got Reassembled Slightly Askew. That's playing at the Culture Lab at Venables in Victoria. This is a mind-blowing autobiographical audio-based artwork that immerses the audience in the experience of descending into coma from a rare brain infection, brain surgeries, and subsequent rehabilitation with the acquired brain injury. That's Shannon Lee's Reassembled Slightly Askew, on now until Sunday at the Culture Lab. Also playing until Sunday at the Freddie Wood Theater out here at UBC, it's King Arthur's Night. Epic in scale and radically inclusive, it features a fully integrated professional cast, which include actors from Burnaby's Down Syndrome Research Foundation, plus a live band and 20-person choir. It's refined, brutal, crude, and tender. King Arthur's Night invites audiences to reject the idea that some experiences are inherently marginal, and instead witness those stories front and center on stage. A little closer to home at the, that's happening at Freddie Wood. Also here in the Point Grey area at the Jericho Arts Center, United Players production of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, directed by Chris King. So he's doing double duty here. This is a traditional showbiz musical turned on its head in this thrilling and compelling Broadway fable about friendship, compromise, and the high price of success.
Hey, Bill! Bill Connors! I thought, hey, Bill! Don't say you don't remember me, because I sure as heck fire remember you. It's me, Ned! Ryerson! Needle nose, Ned the head. Come on, buddy. Case, what's your name? Hey,
tonight is also the birthday bash for Lana Luz. It's Lana's birthday. Lana Luz, of course, on Powell Street in the downtown east side, 362 Powell Street. Big show tonight. Help celebrate Vancouver's everyone's favorite music joint operator and friend ring in another year. A couple killer bands to keep your ear holes filled. Put on your drinking shoes and hit the dance floor with the furniture and Gold Stars Are For Suckers.
Guy wipes the semen from her eyes, but it comes.
That's the Furniture, and they're going to be playing alongside Gold Stars are for whatever the hell they're called. Anyway, they're playing at the at Lanaloo's tonight. Gold Stars are for suckers. That's what they're called. Lanaloo's big birthday bash happening tonight. You don't want to miss that.
Hey, Phil. Phil. Hey, Phil Connors.
Ned.
Also playing this weekend, it's the Arts Club production of Top Dog Underdog by Susan Laurie Parks, starring Michael Blake and Luke Roderick. And that's happening at the Gold Corp stage, the BMO Theater Center in the Olympic Village, about African-American brothers Lincoln and Booth. Yes, that's what their mother called them. Share a seedy one-room apartment and are looking for easy money and cards. Things are tight and only get tighter when their competition grows and their lies exceed their truths. When there isn't room for both to succeed, who will come out on top? So that's closing next weekend, Top Dog Underdog at the Gold Corp Theater. Now, let's see. What are we going to do here? Let's take another break here. Let's let you know what's going on in some of the other shows here at CITR.
He's got a breakaway over the blue line. Cuts to the net. What a play!
Ryan, Fashanu. Oh, what a goal! Oh, that's a magnificent goal!
And he takes a shot at it. There it goes! It is out of here!
Throws to the back of the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown!
Do those moments thrill and exhilarate you? Do you want to be a part of the excitement? Join the CITR Sports Collective. The show airs every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. and live broadcasts volleyball and basketball games at the War Memorial Gym. We need collective members like you to host color commentary and talk all things UBC sports. Everyone is welcome and there's no experience necessary. Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Howdy, almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow. I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job at CITR 101.9 FM.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Connors, I thought it was you.
Ned Ryerson.
Yes.
I have missed you so much. I don't know where you're headed, but can you call in sick?
I gotta get going. It's good to see you, Phil.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Lots going on at the Rio this weekend. Of course, it's Groundhog Day, and they are showing Groundhog Day tonight at the midnight screening. Let you in at 11:30, and it's the 25th anniversary screening. Yes, Groundhog Day was made in 1993. It's 25 years old, and they're showing it at the Rio tonight. Movie starts at 11:30. but it does say start time is subject to change. So show up sometime between 11 and 11:30. It's only $8. Well, it's $10 at the door, but you can get your tickets in advance for $8. There's no costume discount on this one. I guess if you have a groundhog costume, maybe they might. But, you know, you want to go a little earlier tonight because the 8 o'clock show at the Rio is, a YTV burlesque show. Yeah, yeah. It's our friends, the Geekenders. They're doing a burlesque tribute to kids' TV. Gotta love it. Hey, if PJ Katie's in it, I might show up myself. It could be good. The show starts at 8 o'clock. The tickets are $25 at the door, $20 in advance. There's no doubt about it. 90s YTV was totally formative. Reboot, Freaky Stories, Goosebumps, House Hippos, PJ Freshfill, and Snit, and of course, PJ Katie's Farm. And more graced our television sets and entertained us, taught us life lessons, and encouraged us to keep it weird. So tonight at the Rio, get slimed with nostalgia and watch an adults-only burlesquified live episode of Uh-Oh, hosted by YTV's Scott Yaffe, a.k.a. the original Wink Yahoo. Big fun. As I said, $25. Show starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the Rio. Okay, there's other events going on here that I wanted to let you know about, and there was one other thing here. Oh yeah, there's a show at Langara Studio 58, student production, directed by the great Sarah Rogers. That opens it opened last night, but it's you can go see it tonight. It runs until the 18th of February. It's The Skin of Our Teeth, a classic piece of theater by the great Thornton Wilder, directed, as I said, by Sarah Rogers. The Skin of Our Teeth was written just before the U.S. entered World War II, so around 1940. The play is about fortitude and the fate of humanity. Skin of Our Teeth takes place in a prehistoric world and the New Jersey suburbs. It's up to you to decide which is which. The Antrobus family, George and Maggie, their children Gladys and Henry, Sabina, and a maid who is also George's mistress, and their pet dinosaur. Oh, it looks like a lot of fun. Anyway, combines tragedy with comedy, wit, intelligence, imagination, and was once described as a marriage of Plato and Groucho Marx. So The Skin of Our Teeth, going on at Studio 58 at 49th and what's that one? Canby? Yeah, that's right. Line gear up. Anyway. Time now to check out the Dave Radio Call Board. This is our feature of auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for anything. The 2018 Vancouver Fringe Festival, they have completed their main stage lottery. Congratulations to all those productions that got their slot in the main stage. But there's still opportunities for putting on a show at the Fringe. There's Bring Your Own Venue, also known as BYOV. There's site-specific productions and the Dramatic Works series. So they're taking applications for all of those right now. You can go to VancouverFringe.com. And /4-artists to find out how to get involved with that. And if you identify as a woman playwright, you can apply to be part of the Advanced Theater New Works by Diverse Women. Selected plays will be presented as dramatic readings during matinees at the 2018 festival. And if you want more information about that, that's all at Ruby Slippers Theater. And submissions for the New Works by Diverse Women program is February 15th. Monday is the day for the East 15 Acting School auditions, and that is for the school in London, looking for candidates for MFAs in acting, theater directing, and BA in acting. And that's all happening at Carousel Theatre for Young People on Granville Island. You can find out more about that by going to east15.ac.uk. Fighting Chance Productions have a couple of auditions coming up. One this weekend and one in a couple of weeks. The one this weekend is for Guys and Dolls, the big musical from the 50s by Abe Burrows, Joe Swirling, and Frank Lesser, directed by Jen Serratos. And that's going to be happening at the Waterfront Theater in August. The auditions are this weekend, tomorrow and Monday. And you can go to fightingchanceproductions.ca to find out more. And if you want to get an idea of the character breakdown, there's a link to find out that as well. The other show that Fighting Chance is auditioning is called Pacific Overtures. This is a Sondheim musical written with Stephen Sondheim and John Weidman. That's going to be up in later this month at the PAL Theater. And they're looking for Asian Canadian men or women between the ages of 18 and 70. So email your headshot and resume to fightingchanceproductions.ca. We've got a co-production of Fugue Theater, Raven Theater, and Urban Inc. doing Corey Payette's Les Filles de Roi. And that is going to be happening in April. It's, let's see here. It's going to be happening at the York Theater on Commercial Drive. The auditions are February 7th and 8th at Urban Inc., and they are looking for actors and singers of Indigenous and intercultural backgrounds to apply. This is a brand new trilingual musical that traces the historical roots of the current debates about migration, cultural diversity, gender equality, and Indigenous sovereignty. The project draws on the writers' personal connections to their French and Indigenous heritage, historical research, and cultural collaboration with Mohawk community. You can get more information by going to Urban Inc., urbaninc.ca, or also fuguetheatre.org. Fugue is spelled F-U-G-U-E-T-H-E-A-T-R-E. Saunderhouse Productions doing Sam Shepard's True West at the Culture Lab in May, and the auditions for that are happening on February 6th to 8th at the studio at 529 East Broadway, and they are specifically casting for two roles. One is Saul, the Hollywood producer between 35 and 50, and the other is Mom, the brother's mother, who is in her 50s. We've got Up in the Air Revolver Festival coming up in May, and there's a show called Probability by Trisha Trin, and that's produced by Dusty Foot Productions. They're auditioning for it starting on February 6th at the Unity Yoga Studio. They're looking for three female actors, they will accept application submissions from actors of all ethnicities and gender identities and abilities. North Vancouver Community Players doing Norm Foster's Kiss the Moon, Kiss the Sun, directed by friend of the show Peter Zednik. That's happening in May, and the auditions are February 11th and 12th at the theater in Henry Hall. White Rock Players doing a classic Cold War era, actually pre-Cold War. This is from the 20s, I think. It's Ninochka. It was made into a movie with Greta Garbo and a musical as well. And it's going to be directed by friend of the show Dale Kelly in White Rock. The show is going up in June. The auditions are in early March at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. Looking for six men, three women. And you want to go to whiterockplayers.ca to find out more about that. Vagabond Players in New Westminster are doing another classic from the 30s. This is You Can't Take It With You by Moss Hart and George F. S. Kaufman. And that is happening in May at the Burnie Lake Theater in sunny Queen's Park in New Westminster. Auditions are in March. Roles for seven females and 11 males of all varying ages from 20s to 70s. And vagabondplayers.ca has all the details on that. And one more time, a call out for the Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Bach to the Future by Perry Ehrlich. This is the summer musical theater workshop for actors, singers, dancers between the ages of 9 and 19. And you can find out more by checking out the Jewish Community Center website, the Norman Rothstein Theater, or the impresario.ca. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or VancouverPublicLibrary.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can check out, you can send it to us, either put it on our Facebook page, or you can email it at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. There's another musical event going on tonight. This is at Café du Soleil, 2096 Commercial Drive, and it's called Come On Vogue, Women Plus in Music, a February showcase. This is to help build and strengthen the community of creative women, non-binary, trans, female-identifying, two-spirit, and friends in music. This is Come On Vogue's third showcase, and four performers represent different music scenes of Vancouver coming together to create a supportive and welcoming scene. It's sponsored by CITR and Discorder, and it's happening tonight. Music starts at 9 o'clock. There's a whole bunch of great great musicians going to be performing, including Erica Mack, Hollow Twin, Melody Lovejoy, and this is Smashly, Ashley Somerville. Where is she? She was there. Oh, we've lost her. Okay. I'll put her up in a sec. Let's see. Why don't we play Ned first?
Phil Connors, I thought that was you.
Rita, this is Ned Ryerson. He's my new insurance agent.
I'll say. I have not seen this guy for 20 years. He comes up to me and then he buys whole life term, Uniflex, fire, theft, auto, dental, health, with the optional death and dismemberment plan, water damage. Phil, this is the best day of my life.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Where are we going?
Oh, let's not spoil it.
Oh, let's not. Oh, I got that.
Can search high and low, but everywhere you go, love will find you. Just do what you do. No need to race, embrace to embrace. Relax, let love set the pace. 'Cause love, love. We'll get you in the end, again and again and again. You can run, you can hide, but you won't be denied. Love will find you, just do what you do. No matter what, you'll find your way up the door. To love never shuts. 'Cause love, love always wins. Love, love makes the planet spin. Love, love will get you in the end. Again and again and again. Can ache for love, forsake your love, wonder what to make of love. But love, love, love will win out. Yearn for love, burn for love, wonder where to turn for love. But love, love is what it's all about. 'Cause love, planet spin. Love, love will get you in the end. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. And again.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. We got lots of great programming coming up this afternoon. And don't forget, at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
It's miles and miles on this highway. Just keep on pushing through another day. Well, I get so tired, but I can't sleep. So I pray the road my soul to keep. What's the point of hope?